Woohoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading fluently, which means we read like we're talking and not like a robot. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. I need to be able to read it. Your teacher needs to be able to read it. Someone needs to be able to read it. Put your pencil down. We're going to color first. Now, if you look at number one at the top of your page, you're going to see a sentence. And under each word is a circle. I'm going to call those circles bubbles. So be ready for that, okay? But we're not going to worry about the bubbles or the words right now. I want us to look at the picture. Do you see the picture of the bathtub? Yeah. All right, we're going to color that bathtub blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can use any color of blue you want. So this is a tub. I am here to tell you that I love to take baths in a tub with bubbles. No joke. True story. Yes, I do. So anyways, I think the sentence is going to be about, I don't know. What do you think? Is it going to be about a tub or is it going to be about summer vacation? Which one? Yeah, probably a tub since that's the picture. Take two more seconds. Two, one. It's going to be about a tub, so let's look for the word tub in the sentence. Start looking for it. T-U-B, tub. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence, T-U-B. Let's color that bubble blue. Fill in the bubble and make it blue. Boys and girls, don't color any other bubbles, just that one. Now go ahead and put your blue crayon down. Let's take out our pointer fingers. They should be attached to you. You should already have one. And let's point to the bubble under the first word in the sentence. I'm going to practice reading this to you. I want you to follow along with your finger and listen. Ready? Here I go. Look at the tub. I'm trying to make sure that I'm reading it not like a robot. Hear me do it again. Put your finger back on the first word, bubble. Ready? Look at the tub. I'm trying to say it like I'm talking to you. Let's do it again. This time you read it with me. Ready, begin. Look at the tub. One more time. Ready, begin. Look at the tub. Excellent. Let's scoot down to number two. Look at the cute little puppy on the rug. Oh, okay, let's color the rug first. Let's color the rug green. Any kind of green will work. I just found my yellow green. Doesn't matter. Let's color the rug green. Hopefully this little puppy on the rug is just sitting there and resting and not having a potty accident, right? Puppies sometimes have accidents and it's a big fat pain. But hopefully he's just resting there and being a good puppy, right? No potty accidents. No, no, no. All right, we have a green rug. Take about two more seconds to finish coloring up the rug. Two, one, and then let's color the puppy brown. So cute, this pup is so cute. If you know me from other listen and learn activities, then you know I love dogs. And I have a big German Shepherd named, if you know it, do you know it? Yep, Miss Murphy. And when she was a pup, she was adorable. Oh my gosh. And she had one ear that would stick down and then the other ear was sticking up. She was just the cutest pup in the world. Oh, I just loved her. All right, hold on to that brown crayon and let's look at the sentence. Okay, take 2 seconds. Finish up that pup. Two, one. All right, let's look at the sentence and find the word pup. Up, pup. Do you see it? It's the second word. Color that bubble brown. P, P-U-P is the word. Color the bubble under the word pup, brown. Now put your brown crayon down, and I want you to look for the word rug, 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 rug. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence, R-U-G. Color that bubble green. Color that bubble green. So we have a brown bubble under pup and a green bubble under rug. Put down both crayons. Find your pointer finger and put it on the first bubble for under the word A. I'm going to read this. You follow along. Here I go. A pup is on the rug. Do it again. Listen to me. Follow along with your finger. A pup is on the rug. All right. You read it out loud with me. Ready? Begin. A pup is on the rug. One more time. Ready? Begin. A pup is on the rug. Nice. Okay, let's go down. Look at that boy. I am here to tell you his name is Bud. His name is Bud. He is dirty. Look at all the mud. Okay, take your brown crayon. Let's color the mud at his feet brown. He's standing in the mud. Gross. Color it brown by his feet. And then see all the splotches on his clothes and his face. Color those brown too, to the best that you can. I know they're really small. It's hard to stay in the line. Do the best you can. He has two on his face, couple on his shirt, couple on his pants, and one on his shoe. Color all that mud brown. Ugh, Bud is dirty, 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 yucky. He needs to get in the tub up at the top. All right, now let's color Bud's pants blue. Any kind of blue will work. So color his pants blue. Go around that mud that we just colored. All right. And then let's color his shirt red. That was a little bit, it shouldn't take you too long. Color his shirt red. The pants were small, so you should be done coloring those. And then shirt red. And then let's have him have some black shoes. See if you can find your black crayon and let's do some black shoes. Okay. And since we have our black crayon, let's just go ahead and color his hair black. Go ahead and color his hair black. All right. So Bud is in the mud. All right, hold on. Put down all your crayons and let's look for the word mud in the sentence. Mud. Mud. Do you see it? It's the second word. Let's color that bubble brown, just like the mud that we colored on him. Color that the word, the bubble, brown. It's M-U-D. That's the word, the second word in the sentence. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Let's look for the word bud. Bud. B-U-D. Bud. Do you see it? It's the last word in the sentence. Let's color that bubble red like his shirt. Color that bubble red like his shirt. So the mud bubble is brown and Bud's bubble is red. Now put down all your crayons. Do you see that there's an exclamation mark after the word bud? That means we need to have a lot of emotion. We have to be excited or mad or upset or yelling. So put your finger on the first bubble for the word the. Hear me read it. Here we go. The mud is on Bud. All right, one more time. Hear me read it. Follow along with your finger. The mud is on Bud. Now you read it with me. Follow along. Ready? Begin. The mud is on Bud. One more time. Ready? Begin. The mud is on Bud. Excellent. You all are good at this. All right, let's go down to number 4. Do you see the cup? I like it. Let's color the flower. Let's color the inside. Let's color the inside part of the flower pink and then the leaves green. So color the flower pink. Got it? And then color the leaves green. This shouldn't take you too long. Pink flower, green leaves. Okay, 3, 2, 1. All right, finish up the flower and then let's color the cup purple. Color the cup purple. So this is a little teacup. So I'm thinking that this sentence is going to be about my driveway. What do you think? Yes? No. So I think this sentence, since I'm coloring a teacup, is going to be about the lamp on my desk. No. What is this sentence going to be about? Yes, it's going to be about a cup. So let's look for the word cup. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Now I want you to look at the sentence and find the word cup. Up, cup. Do you see it? It's the only word with a k, with a C. Yes, it's the last word in the sentence. Color the bubble purple. Color the bubble purple. Ooh, there's a question mark next to the word cup. So when we read this, we have to use our question voice. Put down your purple crayon. Point to the first bubble. The word is do. I'll practice reading it. You follow along. Do you have a cup? Use your question voice. Follow along one more time. Go back to the beginning. Here we go. Do you have a cup? All right. Come back to the beginning. Read it with me. Ready? Begin. Do you have a cup? Last time. Ready? Begin. Do you have a cup? And then you can answer the question. Yes. No. Maybe. Can't find it. Okay. You are amazing. Let's scoot down to number 5. Oh, look at him go. He is gonna run away. Let's color his hair brown. I don't know what his name is. I don't know if that's still Bud or he got a bath in the tub, got all the mud off of him. I don't know. Let's color his hair brown. All right. Put down your brown crayon. Let's color his shirt orange. Let's have him be in an orange shirt. All right. Should not be taking you too long. Should not be, okay, like, wait, making it being ready for an art gallery. And then let's color his pants blue. So he's wearing jeans. I wonder where he's going to run to. Is he running away from someone? Is he running to someone? Is he in the 100-mile club? Like, what's he doing? I wonder what he's doing. All right. Hold on to that blue crayon. Let's look for the word run in our sentence. You're going to find it 2 times. Look for the word run. Run. And color the bubble blue when you find them. There are 2. Let's see. The first run is the third word. R-U-N. It's the third bubble. Color that bubble blue. And there's 1 more run. Yep, it's the last word in the sentence, R-U-N, run. Color that bubble blue. So you have 2 words that say run, and they should both have blue bubbles. All right, put down your blue crayon. Get your pointer finger out. Point to the first word, he. Here I go. He will run and run. Point to the first word, follow along. Point to your words when I read them. Ready? He will run and run. Read it with me. Ready? Begin. He will run and run. 1 more time. He will run and run. Outstanding. Let's move to the last picture. Do you see what it is? It's a nut. I hope you're not allergic. Let's color that nut brown. It's a peanut. Let's color that nut brown. This is the kind you have to crack it to get to the nut inside. If you've ever been to a baseball game, you can just throw the shells on the ground. It's crazy. I really like them. I'm not allergic. I like to eat these kind of nuts. But if you're allergic, do not, for any reason, eat it. 2 seconds. 2, 1. Look at the sentence. Let's look for the word nut. Nut, nut. Do you see it? It's the third word, N-U-T. Bubble that nut, bubble the circle, fill it in brown for me. Fill it in brown, just like the nut. And then you can put your brown crayon down. I see a question mark at the end of the sentence, so I have to practice my question voice. Point to the first word in the sentence. Follow along. Here I go. Is the nut for me? How nice. Go back to the beginning. Follow along. Is the nut for me? Go back to the beginning. This time read it with me. Ready? Begin. Is the nut for me? Last time. Is the nut for me? I hope so. Boys and girls, you are terrific. You did an amazing job. No robots here today. Just amazing readers. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.